This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, do you have tech neck?
Yes.
Tech neck.
I do. I get it sometimes.
Okay.
If it's in the back of your neck where it's been tilted so long.
Oh, no, right here.
All right. Well, if you are staring at your cell phone or your laptops day in and day out, you are straining your neck, and there's a rise in young people getting fillers injected into their neck in order to combat the neck that looks older than it should.
That's right.
So ooh. It's tech neck, where apparently.
Where do you get those?
What do you mean?
The fillers.
Can I run by Walmart?
No, plastic surgery.
Oh.
I guess. Oh. Or one
guess
of those
I'm stuck with tech neck.
Ask Heidi, okay?
What does that mean?
Oh.
Well, you've just had a lot of you've had like 81 plastic surgeries, right?
Not quite 81.
Okay.
About 80.
So you thought you were the expert on plastic surgery.
Don't take
fillers.
Yeah.
Well, I was just thinking, I don't have fillers in my neck, but now I get what you're saying. So.
She was like, she thought you were saying she needed fillers in her neck, and she was going to whip out at you, and she is so negative.
But do you get like fillers in places, right?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay.
Can I fill her?
Well,
here's how you can tell. Just mash her flat, and if it still stays like a little lump right there, there's filler in there.
Well, okay, then. You got me.
Well, lines in the neck used to be a concern for, like, aging people, and then it would naturally occur.
I've got this.
Well, you got, like...
It's because I got tech neck.
Well, you got a triple chin, too, though.
I'm talking about the back of my neck, too.
Yeah, I thought tech neck was more like when you're leaning forward, looking down, and you're going to have a hump in your back, and it's going to affect your posture.
I think when you lean down, it makes that skin wrinkle up. And so then when you straighten back up, it's like a turkey thing.
Okay,
it's
so underneath your chin.
Probably. Now, I have the opposite, because I lay in bed on my... laptop.
Yeah.
So my neck is tilted way back, and then when I straighten it out, there's like lumps of fluid and cysts and things in the back of my skull.
Gross.
Okay.
I think that's what those are.
So you have double chin in the front and triple or double one
neck.
In the back. Double neck in the back. You do see people that do have like two, it looks like a double chin on the back of their neck.
It's like a turtleneck.
Okay.
In real life.
Well, okay.
Turtle.
if you have a turtleneck and you're not wearing a sweater, that's a bad thing.
I can pull my head in. Watch this.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's amazing. You know, you do see like the older people that have that sagging skin.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of places. I know like back to 30 and some of those places, they have treatments they try to like work on that with.
And you know, and I noticed that I've got one, I guess, since losing weight. And the other day I'm on the phone and my mom goes, I guess I was pulling on it.
Mm-hmm.
And she not quit pulling on that.
Okay.
That's right.
Gosh, I didn't even think that was a habit, I guess.
Yeah, you have to learn Heidi's habit instead and smack it.
Yeah,
smack
I've been doing that.
Tighten up that chin.
And every once in a while I'll just punch myself in the nose.
So when you smack it like that, it's almost like you're spanking the bottom of your chin.
Yeah.
And
just
so
kind of stimulate a little bit of activity there.
Oh, it stimulates it, all right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, wouldn't it be better if you just try it? Because I heard you always take your tongue and try to touch your nose, and that helps the muscles underneath your chin.
That doesn't sound reasonable to me.
You can push your tongue up to the top of your mouth, and that tightens the bottom.
That's more believable.
Mm-hmm. What
and
bottom?
That's good for pictures.
Which bottom?
Not enough of the bottom, but
if you put your tongue on the top of your mouth, the roof of your mouth, and you're tightening your bottom, that is some connection there.
Yeah, it lifts the bottom of your chin.
I'm doing it now.
Top of your neck.
Yep.
Okay, well, getting filler injected into the necks, a lot of the younger generation doing that. It's an alternative. They say that they use some kind of microneedling.
Ew, no.
Right.
Massages. Which that's kind of what you were doing, Heidi.
I've done microneedling.
Okay.
It's they call it a skin pin.
Okay.
And it's a, like they rub it on your face. It's a little wheel with tiny, tiny needles in it.
Oh.
And what that, it doesn't make you bleed, but what it does is it makes your body produce collagen to fill in all of those little tiny micro holes, yeah. and it smooths your skin out.
Well, they say you can also use expensive creams to make your necks look younger.
Yeah, I don't know if I believe in the creams.
You know what? If you have a concern about an older looking neck, just wear a neck brace.
that'll work.
Because I noticed that you, the older ladies, they'll wear the turtlenecks to hide that neck.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, hey, you know, it's July.
You're right. I never thought of that. That's why old people wear all those turtlenecks.
That's it.
They need a short sleeve turtleneck.
Some of them might not even be wearing turtlenecks. That might just be their neck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.